our hearts.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名开始我们早上安息的聚会。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service this Sabbath.
我们一同来唱赞美诗277首。
Let's sing our hymn 277.
请坐。
Please be seated。
感谢主啊，今天是安息圣日。
We thank God today is the holy Sabbath day。
神保守我们一个礼拜，也供给我们一个礼拜的需要。
And God has kept us through the week and provided for us all week。
而且带领我们可以进入他的安息里面。
And He has led us into this holy Sabbath of His。
所以在这日呢，我们抛弃世上的重担和烦恼。
On this day, let us just shed all worldly concerns and troubles。
我们来准备。我们来追求进入到神的安息。
Let us strive to enter into this rest of God.
被神的话语，还有被神的灵，和我们彼此这个团契所充满。
To be filled with God's word and His Holy Spirit, and to have fellowship with one another.
我们也祈求神来带领我们今天早上的聚会。
We ask God to guide us in this morning service.
让我们每个人可以得到造就。
So that every one of us can be edified.
我们现在一同跪下来感谢神，来祈求神带领。
Let's all kneel down in thanksgiving and ask for His guidance.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。 很高兴再一次来到芝加哥，看到我们弟兄姐妹。
I'm very happy to be back in Chicago and to see all of you brothers and sisters.
今天想用这个题目为什么我们要宣道来做互相勉励。
So this morning I'd like to share with you the topic, why do we evangelize?
这是我来，那昨天晚上傅征告诉我说，这个以后芝加哥每个月的第一个礼拜天有这个布道会。
So for this trip, I was just informed by the church council that the Chicago church has decided to hold evangelical services once a month. And I think this is a good thing.
而且他告诉我说，万一没有慕道者来的话，你要准备这个牧羊的道理。
And the church council also told me that in case we don't have any truth seekers, I should be prepared to give a sermon.
那我是很希望说我们会有慕道者。
Of course, we hope to have truth seekers.
那这不只是说我们教会负责人设立有一个布道会，而是我们每个信徒呢要去邀请我们的朋友亲戚来参加。
And of course, this is not just a thing of the church council that they organize an evangelical service. Every one of us should try to preach to our friends and to invite our friends to church.
而且时间很赶了，明天就有了。
And of course, it's kind of rushed because it's held tomorrow.
那我知道我们这里很多老信徒从小就信主，可能这个为什么要传福音，可能听了很多次了。
Most of us here are mature believers, and you have heard this topic many, many times before in your lifetime.
现在不是说我们到底听了多少次，而是我们有没有真的了解而去做。
But then, of course, when listening to the word of the Bible, it's not about how many times we've heard it, but how exactly do we practice it?
我们真的没有了解去做。
Do we actually understand and to go practice it?
那么，我们为什么要传福音呢？
Why do we preach the gospel?
我给大家四个理由。
Let me give you four reasons.
第一个理由，我们看这个马可福音十六章。
First, let us turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章的十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
马可福音十六章的十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
十五节。这里说，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Here he said, and he said to them,Go all into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
这个是主耶稣还没有升天之前给他的门徒最大的使命。
And this was the greatest commission given to his believers just before he ascended to heaven.
这个是一个使命，一个一条命令，不是一个建议。
So this is a commission, it's not exactly a commandment.
跟大家讲一个真实的一个见证好了。
I'll share with a testimony with you.
在台中教会，我们一个姐妹。
In Taichung Church, we have a sister.
她准备去牙医，去看牙医。
She was on her way to the dentist.
那去的过程当中呢，她碰到一个基督徒，外教会基督徒在发传单。
And on her way to the dentist, she saw a Christian from another denomination distributing their church flyer.
那这个外教会信徒问我们的姐妹说，你有没有信主耶稣啊？
And so this believer asked this Christian asked our sister, "Do you believe in the Lord Jesus?"
我们的姐妹说，我从小就信了。
And our sister said, "Well, I've believed from when I was a young."
那这个外教会的信徒就说，那请问你去哪间教会
？And so they asked, "Which church do you go to?"
那我们真耶稣教会，我们的姐妹就说，真耶稣教会。
Our sister told him,
told her
the True Jesus Church.
那这个。外教会的这个信徒呢，就很不太高兴。
And the person, this Christian from another church, had this not really happy look on her face.
他就问我们的姐妹说：“你们是真的吗
？”So she asked, "Are you real? Are you true?"
那么我们的姐妹说：“是啊。
”And our sister said, "Yes, of course."
我们教会有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们教会传全备的真理。
We preach the complete gospel.
我们教会也守安息日。
And we keep the Holy Sabbath.
那这个外教会信徒再继续问。
Then this Christian asked again.
如果是真的话。
If you are true.
那你为什么不传呢
？Why don't you evangelize?
那你为什么让那些传错的还是传不全备的一直在传呢
？How could you sit and just let all those who are not preaching the complete gospel go on preaching their own gospels?
那我们的姐妹就无话可说。
And of course, our sister was dumbfounded.
她只是觉得说，很感谢主我可以信 我可以信主在真耶稣教会，而且得到全备的救恩。
Because all this time she just want to, you know, say feels that she always felt that she is grateful that God allows her to be in the true church to have God's coming.
可是她从来没有这种使命感啊，要把这个福音啊传给很多很多的人。
She never felt this sense of commission that she has to preach the gospel to a lot of people.
她只觉得她自己很有福气，别人很可怜。
And she only feels that she's very blessed and others are pitiable.
所以从那以后呢，她就立一个心志。
And from that day on, she resolved in herself.
就是每一天呢，她会尽量的跟十个人传福音。
And she set herself a goal to preach to 10 people every day.
不管她有没有来还信不信，可是她的责任就是要把这个福音传给别人。
Whether or not this person would actually come to our church or believe in what she says, she feels that she has this responsibility to preach.
所以很感谢主啊，她因为这个心志，后来她带了很多人来信主。
And because she has this resolution, she managed to bring a lot of people to Christ.
那我们来看这个哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章的十六节。
Verse 16。
哥林多前书第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16。
第九章十六节。
9:16。
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音我便有祸了。
First Corinthians 9 verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes.Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
保罗说他如果不传福音，他就有祸了。
And Paul says that woe is upon him if he does not preach the gospel.
保罗知道说这个使命已经交托给他了。
And Paul knows that this commission has been given to him.
同样的，今天这个使命，传福音的使命也交托给我们了。
And same thing for us today, the commission to preach the gospel is given to us.
保罗知道说他为什么有祸，是因为他不传的话就违背主的命令了。
So Paul knows that he is not obeying God's commission if he does not preach the gospel.
那么有个真实的见证跟大家分享一下。
I'll share with you another testimony.
真的我也很感动。
And this is one that touches me a lot.
我们有个小姐妹在幼稚园。
We have a little sister. She's still a kindergartner.
可是呢，她很会传福音哦。
But she's very good at preaching the gospel.
她讲的故事比宗教教育老师讲的故事还感动还感人还真实。
So when she tells a story, she actually can move people much better than her RE teachers.
那么她就在学校就跟大家讲耶稣。
So when she was at school, she would,
圣经的故事。
She would tell people Bible stories.
有一天呢，有一个男孩子听到她在传。
So one day a boy heard what she was saying.
就很不高兴就走到她旁边把她推下去。
So this boy was a little unhappy and just pushed her.
那她就跌在地上后来有些伤口了。
So she actually got hurt when she fell on the ground.
我们的姐妹没有哭就起来拍拍就走了。
This sister did not cry. She just clapped her hands and dust herself and walked away.
那晚上的时候，母亲就帮她洗澡嘛。
So later on, when the mom was giving her a shower at night.
那洗澡的时候呢，看到她有伤口，就问她说：“你伤口怎么来的？”
And the mother discovered that she's got some scratches on her hands.
那我们的小姐妹呢，就说：“哦，今天在传福音的时候这个有个男生听了不高兴，就把我推下去。”
So when asked, this little sister replied her mother that she was pushed by one boy when she was trying to preach the gospel at school.
那这个妈妈就告诉女儿说：“从此以后不要传福音。”
And the mom told the little girl, "From now on, I don't want you to preach the gospel."
后来我们的小姐妹哭了。
And of course, this little sister cried.
她为什么哭呢？
Why did she cry?
她告诉她妈妈这样说
She told the mother this.
妈妈，你叫我去做主耶稣，你叫我去做，你叫我不要去做耶稣要我做的事。
Mother, you're telling me to not do the thing that the Lord Jesus wants me to do.
这小孩子就有这个使命。
We can see how just a very little girl can have such a deep sense of commission.
而且这妈妈还是信徒告诉自己孩子说不要去传福音了。
And what is worse, the mother is actually a believer, and here she is telling the daughter not to preach the gospel.
那这个女孩子哭是因为这个逼迫是来自于自己的人她很难过。
And of course, the little girl cried because she felt that persecution comes from within her own family.
所以我们要了解这个是一个使命当然我们要积极一点 不要只是看负面，不传就有祸。其实我们传呢，有很多的恩典。
Let us just not focus on the part that says that woe is to us if we do not preach, but let us be more active and proactive because we know that when we preach, we can have a lot of blessings.
那有时候我讲的见证是真实的，可是有正面的、负面的，请大家包容一下。
Sometimes from testimonies that I give, you can have a lot of encouragement from it, but of course you do see some examples, bad examples in the testimonies as well.
我们看第二个原因。
Let's turn to look at my second reason as to why we evangelize.
雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
第八节。
James chapter 2 verse 8.
雅各书第二章的第八节。
James 2 verse 8.
雅各书第二章第八节。
James chapter 2 verse 8.
经上记着说要爱人如己。
James 2 verse 8. If you truly, really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己是主耶稣说这个是圣经上的第二大命令。
According to the words of the Lord Jesus, to love our neighbors as ourselves is the second greatest commandment.
我们为什么要传福音？最主要是我们爱人如己。
And why do we preach? Because we need to love others as ourselves.
这个是一个最好爱人的方法。
This is the best way to love somebody.
我们可以给别人、穷人还有我们自己家人很多很多物质上的东西。
We can give to the poor, we can give to our family, all kinds of material needs we supply for them.
这是重要的。
And of course, all these are important.
可是还有一个更重要的，就是永恒的生命。
But what is most important is to have eternal life.
那这个福音呢，也可以帮助他们心灵上还有物质界的。
And of course, we know that when we preach the gospel to them and they receive it, they will be blessed both materially as well as spiritually.
这个是我们可以给我们周围的人最大的爱的方法。
And of course, the people around us can have the greatest love if we were to do so.
我们在这个伯恩教会有个姐妹，她很会传福音。
And in the Baldwin Church, we have a sister who is really good at preaching the gospel.
她是从柬埔寨来的。
She's from Cambodia.
那么有一天我就问她，我就想要知道说她为什么这么积极的去传福音。
So one time I went up to ask her why she's so eager in preaching the gospel.
她讲国语她不太很会讲。
She's not really good at Mandarin actually. So she couldn't express herself very well.
她也没有受过很多的教育。
She is not a very educated person.
她说话有时候你要去仔细的去听才知道她在到底讲什么。
And a lot of times when you converse with her, you need to listen carefully to get the gist of what she's trying to say.
那么她就跟我说，哦，她说她从柬埔寨来。
So she started off saying that she came from Cambodia.
她看过柬埔寨的这个共产党杀了很多人。
And she went through the communist regime and how so many millions were massacred.
她说人的生命真的在那边很没有价值。
And she said that over there in Cambodia back then, life really has no value.
她还没有说完啊。
And before she could even finish a sentence,
她就哭了。
She started tearing up.
那她传福音的时候，别人也很多人也不知道她在讲什么。
And when she's preaching the gospel, sometimes people don't quite understand what she's trying to get at.
可是呢，别人都可以感受到她的爱。
But others can feel her love.
她的真诚。
And they can feel her sincerity.
他们就来教会了。
So they come to church.
那从这当中，我可以了解说，她看过这一切的人的，就说很多人被杀，她感觉到说人真的很可怜。
So she has witnessed a lot of people being killed at one time. So she really felt that people really are pitiable and we need God.
死了以后还要受审判。
And what is worse, after death we need to face judgment.
她很希望说人可以得救。
Of course, she wished that everyone would be saved.
所以她很积极的去传福音。
Which is why she's so eager and fervent in preaching the gospel.
那么还有一个姐妹是我很认识很熟的。
There's another sister that I'm very familiar with.
差不多十几年前，我们一同在同个教会，我看他怎么来信主，来受洗。
And more than a decade ago, I actually was in the same church as she is right now, and I've seen her conversion process, how she came to believe and got baptized.
那她已经回到台湾了，跟她先生回到台湾。
Later on, she returned to Taiwan with her husband.
那她跟我讲个见证。
So she had a testimony for me.
在进去晚上上次、啊、跟大家分享过，那我再讲一下。
And, yeah, I shared with you during the Friday night service, but I'll share this again.
他说他在一个高的地方看下去。
She said she was once at a very high place and she looked down.
那他看到全部都是黑暗的。
And she saw that everything was dark.
忽然之间从天上有一柱光、啊、照下来。
And all of a sudden she saw a ray of light from heaven.
那照下的时候他很惊讶。
And she was very shocked when she saw the ray of light.
他看到有很多很多人、啊、被埋在土里面，埋到脖子上。
She saw that a lot of people were actually buried up to that neck level.
那而且很多人呢、啊，这个是人挤人呐、啊，这个中间根本没有很说什么空间。
And because it was such a crowded place, everyone was just touching one another.
你可以想象到整个地方，他看到整个片平原啊，都是人呐、啊。
And in this vision that she saw that the whole plain was filled, the whole valley was filled with people.
那每一个人的脸啊，都是灰色的。
And everyone's face had turned gray.
每一个人的眼睛呢，没有眼球，可是没有眼珠啊。
And there were eyes in these people, but there was no pupil.
你可以看到说这些人根本没有生命。
Meaning these people have no life in them.
后来这个光呢照到一个人。
And later on, a light shone upon somebody.
那这个人呢就从这个地底上、啊、开始 升天了。
And this person start to rise up from the ground.
也开始改变了。
And they start to be transformed.、
啊、那这个是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?、
啊、这世界对神来讲是黑暗的。
To God, this whole world is dark.
那世上的人其实在属灵上是死的。
And people in this, in the spiritual sense, people are dead.
啊，他们没有什么指望。
And they do not have hope.
他们就像埋在土里面，没办法自拔。
And they are people buried under the ground. They could not help themselves.
那唯有这个福音啊，这真光啊，照在他们身上。
But it is only when the light of the gospel shines upon them.
当他们听到福音的时候。那么他们才有改变，才能升天，坐到受洗，坐到这个神的右边，坐在神的这个天上。
That when they actually are baptized and they are transformed, that they can actually sit on the right hand of God in heaven.
啊，所以这个姐妹告诉我说，世上最宝贵是什么
？So this sister asked me, what do you think is the most valuable thing in life?
我说灵魂。
I said the soul.
啊，她告诉我说，她把这个故事啊告诉给别人，别人还不知道那个最宝贵是什么。
And she told me that she actually has narrated the same story to people, but a lot of times when she asked, people could not answer her when she asked what is the most precious thing.
想想看啊，主耶稣说世上最宝贵的其实是这个是人的灵魂啊。
So the Lord says that what is most important is the soul.
如果一个人赚了全世界啊，可是灵魂没有得救啊。
What does it profit a man if he earns the whole world but does not and loses his soul?
想想看，如果一个人可以活着永永远远的话，其实他可以迟早是可以赚得全世界的。
Imagine if a person can live on earth indefinitely, one day he would earn the whole world.
所以灵魂是这么多宝贵。
Therefore, we can see how precious the soul is.
所以我们想想看，我们真的要别人去下地狱吗？
So let's think about this. Do we want somebody to go to hell?
如果是那个人的话，我想要去下地狱吗？
Do you want a person that you know to go
to hell?
If you were the person, do you want you to go to hell?
我相信我们不要，所以我们应该传福音。
So I'm sure you don't want that to happen to you. Therefore, we need to preach the gospel.
这个是第二个原因，我想要传福音。
And this is the second reason why I would preach.
那第三个原因。
The third reason
是因为有奖赏。
It's because when you preach, you actually have a reward.
在约翰福音第四章啊，34节到36节，主耶稣告诉门徒说啊，这个撒种的和收割的，那么这个收割的人呢，这个得到工价，存到永生。
And in the Gospel of John, we know that there is this parable of the people who sow and those who reap, and the person who harvests actually would have his harvest stored in heaven.
那这故事其实是告诉门徒说要去传福音。
And this is a story that tells his believers that we have to go preach the gospel.
因为主耶稣会给我们工价的。
Because the Lord Jesus will give us our reward.
这是多么的美好的一件事情。
And this is something beautiful.
我们想想看啊，我们赚这个钱在世界上啊，其实到最后是带不走的。
We know that the money that we earn, we cannot bring with us when we leave the world.
啊，唯一带着走的是我们在天上的这个啊财宝，主耶稣为我们积存。
But if we were to lay treasures in heaven, then we can have it with us when we die.
啊，在世界上赚的钱真的有点像这个，你去一个公司打工啊，那个公司说啊，我付你薪水，可这个薪水呢，只能在公司里面的用啊，你不能拿出外面用。
So imagine you go to this place to work, and they tell you that they'll give you a salary, but all the money you earn can only be spent within this office area, and you cannot take the money outside.
看有很多人听到这种工作的话，可能没有什么兴趣啊，去那边打工啊。
I don't think many people will be interested in this kind of work.
因为我们都希望说还有可以用在其他地方。
Because we do hope to be able to have a salary and then to be able to spend it wherever we want.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 again.
第九章的二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
哥林多前书第九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
第九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians 9 25.
第九章二十五节。
9:25。
凡教力增盛的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得人坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
在这里这个。保罗提到这个不能朽坏的冠冕。
Here Paul mentions a crown that's imperishable.
那通常我们是想到说，哦，以后有赏赐。
And so sometimes we think that we know that later on we're going to have this reward in heaven.
其实在这里讲的赏赐呢，是指的传福音的赏赐。
Here this reward refers to the reward from preaching the gospel.
如果我们看上下文的话，比如说看二十三节。
So let's look at the context of this verse. Let's read verse 23.
23节说，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
我们跳到27节。
Let's read verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified.
所以这上下文啊，其实保罗在讲传福音。那这不能朽坏的冠冕，其实保罗在提到是说传福音以后要得的荣耀和奖赏啊。
Of course, when Paul talks about the imperishable crown here, we know from the context that Paul is referring to the gospel, the reward from gospel preaching.
所以以后呢，有一些人会很荣耀，那有一些人可能。这个亮光啊，好像像星星；有些亮光呢，像太阳。
So we can imagine when we get to heaven, some of us will have our light shining like little stars, but some will have light as bright as the sun.
其实主耶稣啊，很爱我们。
We know that the Lord Jesus loves us a lot.
他特别还让我们得到奖赏，传福音可以得到奖赏。
And he especially gives us a reward, even.
我们刚才提到说，这个灵魂啊，真的是无价宝。
We know that the soul is very, very precious.
我们想想看，如果神啊，就是我们传福音，神给我们1%的这个 commission 啊，那个很多。
Imagine if God were to promise us just 1% commission, that would be a lot.
我相信那个 commission 应该不是百分之一了。
Of course, I'm sure we get a better commission, a better rate than just 1%.
那想想看，那个奖赏有多么大。
So you can imagine the reward awaiting you.
那么这个奖赏呢，不只是给我们信主的人。
And of course, the reward is not only for people like us who believe already.
甚至呢，在一个人还没有受洗的圣灵传福音啊，神都纪念，神也会给他奖赏的。
Even before a person is baptized and receives the Holy Spirit, God watches over people and God would reward them.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10.
《使徒行传》第十章
，Acts chapter 10。
第十章这里记载一个哥尼流的人。
There is recorded this man Cornelius.
我们从这个四十四节到四十八节可以看到说这个哥尼流呢也没有受过洗也没有这个得到圣灵。之前呢都没有得到圣灵也没有受过洗。
That Cornelius at this point was not yet a believer and he was not baptized, neither has he received the Holy Spirit.
那在使徒行传第十章三到五节提到说才祷告里面呢神跟他说了一句话。
But here we know from chapter 10 verse 3 to verse 5 that when he was praying, God talked to him.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
有一天约在深处他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说哥尼流。
Verse 3, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius.
第四节，哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周济啊，达到神面前，以蒙纪念了。
Verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him,Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
第五节，现在你当打发人往约帕去，去那称呼彼得的西门来。
Verse 5, now send men to Joppa and send for Simon whose name is Peter.
所以我们可以看到说，虽然哥尼流还没得圣灵，也没有受洗，可是他的祷告、他的周济、他的善行啊。都得到神的纪念了。
So from here we know that even though Cornelius was not yet a believer, but his good deeds and his prayers have reached to God.
我们可以知道说，甚至我们还没有得圣灵呢，我们传福音啊，神都会纪念。
And we know that even if you have not received the Holy Spirit, and if you were to preach the gospel, God would cherish your work.
也有奖赏的。
Of course, you will have your reward.
所以这个奖赏特别的大如果每一个人神给我们百分之一的 commission 这个很多啊。无价宝啊，所以我们要多传啊。
So imagine if God were to just offer you a 1% commission, it is very precious and it's a lot of reward.
想想看啊，我们常常为了世上几块钱啊，几一两万多少钱，就拼命的要做，做得半死。
For tens of thousands of dollars, if someone were to offer to us on earth, we would do a lot of work for them.
那何况这个奖赏这么大。
But imagine this gospel preaching work.
好，你就说这个一个灵魂啊是。一兆的一兆，一兆乘以一兆好了。
Imagine
假设了。
Let's imagine that a soul is worth maybe Google dollars.
Google dollars. Trillion times trillion times trillion.
Trillion times trillion. I'm not sure how big that is.
那百分之一是多少
？So can you imagine what is 1% of that?
差不多是一兆乘以一兆了。
So probably the number that's really close to Google.
Okay.
Google is the biggest number that mathematicians have come up with. 所以，
难道不值得去好好做一点吗
？So don't you think this one soul is worth your effort, just a little bit of it?
好，这第三个原因呢，我们会得到奖赏。
And the third reason is that we will receive blessings and rewards.
我们看第四个原因。
Let's turn to the fourth reason.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。先是犹太人，后是希尼人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek.
保罗在这里说他不以福音为耻。
So here Paul says that he's not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音是神的大能。
And this is the power of God.
保罗为什么这么积极去传福音？因为他知道这个福音是神的大能。
Why does Paul preach the gospel so eagerly? Because he believes this is the power of God.
换句话说，有一些人不传福音，因为他不知道这福音是神的大能。
So some people, when they don't preach the gospel, it could be that they did not realize this is the power of God.
有时候他们会以福音为耻。
So they feel ashamed of the gospel.
因为有时候在传福音里面他被人拒绝了。
Because they may face rejections when they preach.
他觉得说很羞耻，这个福音好像没人要
So they feel ashamed that nobody wants to receive this gospel.
那这个福音看起来好像没什么大能因为人家都不要。
And of course, you know that they would think that this is a powerless gospel. Nobody seems to want it.
那其实呢，对我来讲，我们传福音的时候被人拒绝，我们不要觉得很羞耻。问题不在乎我们，问题是在乎有些人真的有眼无珠啊，这个不知道说这个福音这么宝贵。
So a lot of times we should not feel ashamed of our preaching because it is the problem with the other person and not us. These people just did not recognize the preciousness of the gospel.
我知道有时候我们可能有做过推销工作。
I'm not sure if all of us have actually tried some kind of promotional work.
我记得我在大学的时候找一份工作是推销人啊去 sign up， 就是说来要不就是说登记说要使用 AT&T 啊这个电话的这个公司服务。
So I remember when I was in college, I had a temp job as a promoter for AT&T, and I was trying to get people to sign up.
推销员哦，发觉到说很难做哎。
And it's only after I became a promoter that I realized it's not easy work.
这个工作如果你做过的话，推销员就是做不太久，他就说退下来啊。
And you know that sales people who have to actually promote something, a service, is not easy, and a lot of times they don't hold the job for long.
因为哦，这个常常被人拒绝。
Because they face too many rejections.
那我告诉我，我记得我告诉我老板说，老板啊，如果啊你这个推销可以给人啊给客人啊100块啊，你来参加我们公司啊，给人家100块啊，会很多人来啊。
So I actually suggested to my manager that maybe they should offer some kind of perks, for instance, a $100 cash back or a bonus if people would sign up for our services.
因为这个价钱呢。比别的公司还要贵 ，AT&T 那时候比别的公司还贵一些啊。
Then,
那别人为什么要来登记呢
？The services that I was promoting as provided by AT&T, it was those services were higher priced than other companies.
那做一个推销的人啊，很重要的是他的产品很重要。
So as a salesperson, what is most important actually is your product.
为什么这样说
？Why do I say that？
因为如果推销一个产品，它的东西不好的话
，If you're trying to promote something that is actually not of very high quality，
如果我推销给我好朋友
，Imagine you have to try to sell this thing to your good friend。
后来我好朋友用完以后说，这个东西有够烂哎。
And then your good friend uses it, comes back and tell you that this thing is really bad。
那怎么办？这个我的朋友会觉得说我是个骗子。
Then you feel like you've let your friend down, and your friend thinks that you're a liar.
而且呢，不止这样子啊，我们的关系会破裂啊。
And of course, it may actually strain our relationship.
那么，所以这个东西绝对要好啊。如果不好的话，会到最后一个人啊，会走投无路啊，没有朋友啊。
So you need to sell a good product, otherwise, you may actually lose your friends.
好，那么我们的福音啊。是世界上最好的产品。
We know that our gospel is the best product in the world.
我去过很多教会。
I have been to a lot of churches.
我也做过这个教育上的比较。
And I've actually tried to compare between different doctrines.
我可以跟大家讲，我的认识是感谢主的恩典，真耶教会得到神的启示，有全面的真理。
And I can tell you that I am sure that our gospel has been revealed by God, and we have the complete gospel.
我很希望说我们信徒也可以对我们的教义跟别的教义做个比较，深入的比较。
And I welcome and encourage members to compare our church doctrines with doctrines preached by other churches.
如果我们真的知道我们是这个传全备的福音的话
，If you know that you are preaching the complete gospel，
那这个福音有多么好？我们很乐意跟别人去分享的。
And you know how good this gospel is, you will definitely want to share.
你知道吗？在很多教会里面哦，真的有很多人花很多教会投资很多的钱财、人力、时间在宣道上面。
We know that in a lot of other denominations, they actually put in a lot of money, manpower, a lot of time in preaching their gospel.
可能我们有些人、有些朋友去外教会，有时候你会听到说一个教会有三四个牧师，怎么样
？And we know that sometimes you go to a church, the church has actually three or four pastors.
有时候我在想说，奇怪，他怎么有三四个牧师啊
？I would question it. I would question the need for so many pastors.
No, 不是我们信徒啊，怎么说？为什么别人有三四个牧师啊
？Oh, actually, it's not me, but our church believers would question why other churches have one congregation and many pastors to one congregation.
一些人去中国啊，去非洲啊，去传福音。
They have too many pastors that they have to send the pastors out on missionary trips to help other countries like China.
那我在想说啊，很多教会他们福音不全备，可是他花这么多人力、金钱、时间啊，在传福音。而且他们很多牧师也在传。
And think about that. These are churches that do not have the complete gospel, yet they're spending so much effort, time, and money on their gospel.
那么我们教会有全面真理，可是为什么我传道特别少啊？是两个还是三个教会用一个传道啊？我是反过来。
Why is it that we have the complete gospel, but we are so lacking in manpower? We have to have one pastor pastoring.A few churches.
别人是三四个传牧师一个教会，我们是一个教会，不一个传道三四个教会，两三个教会要照顾。
The ratio of pastor to congregation is just the reverse. They have three or four pastors pastoring one congregation, but us we have one pastor pastoring three or four congregations.
所以这可以看到说，其实呢，我不是说每个人要做传道了，我们可以其实，当然我们有很多人来。有人可以说献身，我们信徒更积极的在个人步道上去做，这是更好的。
I'm not saying that every one of us should become full-time pastors, but I'm saying that if every one of us believers can try to preach the gospel, and this would be a very ideal situation.
我们都应该听过摩门教。
We've heard of the Mormon Church.
我不是批评摩门教 ，OK。
This is,
我只是用世上的例子而已。
I just happen to cite them as an example. I'm not trying to criticize the church.
我知道我们很多人不同意摩门教所信的。
Many of us do not agree with the beliefs of the Mormon Church.
因为他说主耶稣有好几个太太。
Because, for instance, they preach that the Lord Jesus has a few wives.
当然我们不同意。
But of course, we don't agree.
可是他有一个优点。我们可以思考一下。
There's something about them that we can actually learn from and ponder.
因为在 Denver， 我们有这个摩门教信徒来信真耶稣教会。
In our Denver church, we have believers who are converted from the Mormon church.
他跟我说啊，他们差不多花两年的时间啊，把时间奉献给神。
And for them, for their youth, they have to offer 2 years of their youthhood to go into full-time ministry.
他们会就说。去学习语言，后来两个人，对不对？被拆派，后来穿白衣、黑裤子、打领带去敲门。
They would go through a certain form, different kinds of training and training in languages, especially, and then they would be sent out two by two. And sometimes you would see them around because they would wear a white shirt with a tie and black pants.
可是虽然很多人不想听他们所讲的，可是他们继续的去敲门。把福音要传给别人。
Of course, they face all kinds of rejections, and people don't like to listen to them, but they continue the zeal to preach.
那我在想说，其实我们的好像没有人说要花两年时间的去好传福音这个全职的。
I think about this. I think in our church we don't have people who offer a 2 full years to actually serve in the gospel.
所以我想说，我们在这方面上可以更加的努力一下。
So I'm hoping that we can actually put in the effort to put more effort into gospel preaching.
那我们这个福音啊，真的是神的大能啊。
So of course we know that this gospel that we preach is the power of God.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
26章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
十八节，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Acts 26 verse 18.To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
在这里神告诉保罗信耶稣信福音的好处一些好处。
And here God talks to Paul and tells him the benefits of believing in the gospel.
这个福音呢可以使人从黑暗当中从魔鬼的权势下到神的国度里面，在光明当中。
For this gospel will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God's kingdom.
那不止这样，还可以得到赦罪。
They can receive the forgiveness of sins.
还要得到产业。
And also an inheritance among believers.
那还有，这些圣经上也告诉我们，我们信了主以后呢，这个我们是从死里复活，在灵性上从死里复活。
We know that when we believed in the Lord, we are actually raised from death to life.
而且借这个福音，本来我们是神的仇敌，我们成为神的家里的一份子。
And because we were once enemies of the kingdom of God, but now we have become part of the family of God.
在以前呢，我们是神的愤怒之子可是呢，信主耶稣以后呢，我们是神所爱的儿女。
In the past, we were sons of rage, of condemnation, but now we are sons of God, loving
in the family of God. 真的信福音以后呢，以前我们是罪的奴仆，可是我们真的信了福音以后呢，我们真的得到真自由。
And in the past, we were slaves of sin, but now we have true freedom in God.
在教会里面，我们看到说，有人真的好好的听从福音了，他们生命有改变。
And we know that in the church, if you have seen people, you know that those who really obey God's words, they have changes in their lives.
他们知道真自由、真的平安、真的喜乐满足。
They receive the true freedom. They know what is true blessings and true peace and freedom.
他们离开他们的困难常常一大堆很多人自己制造的问题。
And we know that they are actually above a lot of troubles that's created by man.
他们离开了这个地狱，可以去上天国。
They are saved from hell. They can go to heaven.
这个见证有时候我们会听得到，在教会里面。
And we hear a lot of such testimonies.
这些都显明了这个是福音的大能。
And this is really the power of the gospel.
所以不只是我们要传福音给别人了，我们自己要好好的相信。
So we must not only just preach the gospel, we ourselves need to first believe in this gospel.
借神的话语还有神的圣灵来改变自己。
And we need to be transformed in our lives first by the word of God and the gospel.
所以我们可以做更美好的见证。
So that we can give better testimony.
所以我们今天就分享了为什么传福音有四个原因。
So now we have talked about the four reasons why we would preach the gospel.
第一是因为这是主耶稣给我们最大的使命。
First, this is the big commission given by us. To us by the Lord Jesus.
第二是因为要爱人如己。
Second, we need to love others as ourselves.
这个是至尊的律法，这也是主耶稣所说的最大的命令。
And this is really the biggest commandment, the second biggest commandment in the Bible, to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们有很大的奖赏。
And third, we have a big blessings awaiting us.
第四是因为我们传福音，是因为我们知道这个福音是神的大能。
And then, of course, we know that this gospel is the power of God.
每一个人都需要。
Everyone needs this power.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
278首。
278.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们现在要一同来祷告。
We're now going to kneel down to
pray. 我们应该为啊，我们这个明天的这个福音呢、啊、布道会啊来祷告。
Let us pray for evangelical service tomorrow.
我们求神给我们机会，给我们能力，给我们智慧来传福音。
We pray that God will give us the wisdom and the power and the
opportunity. 啊，我们也祈求神来帮助我们啊，让我们可以活出这个基督的生命出来。
And we pray that God will give us the power to live out the life of Christ.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.